Pakistan has postponed polio immunization campaign in parts of its tribal belt following threats to the polio program workers from pro-Taliban militants in the region. The decision to postpone the immunization campaign came days after a pro-Taliban militant group led by Hafiz Gul Bahadur banned the polio vaccination in the volatile Waziristan region along the Afghan border to protest the U.S. assassination drone attacks. Health officials say at least 160,000 children in North Waziristan and 80,000 in South Waziristan and more than 111,000 children in Khyber Tribal Agency are likely to be affected if Pakistan fails to administer anti-polio vaccine in these regions.
The suspension of polio vaccination campaign by the government due to the security reasons in the tribal belt has put the lives of more than 350,000 children at risk. If the situation continues, the consequences will become too serious to be tackled with.
While banning the vaccination campaign, pro-Taliban militants condemned the campaign as a cover for espionage, citing the case of Dr. Shakil Afridi, who was jailed for 33 years in May after helping the CIA allegedly find Osama bin Laden using a hepatitis vaccination program as cover. The situation has frustrated the immunization program workers who believe going to those volatile areas would be tantamount to putting their lives in jeopardy.
Like the area in Tehsil Bada and some areas in Waziristan, the areas which are inaccessible for polio teams, they couldn't move to house to house, or the polio vaccination is not possible. The roads are closed, people could not move freely.
Pakistan is listed among the three countries where polio remains endemic. The Lancet Medical Journal says vaccination problems last year led to Pakistan's highest number of polio cases in a decade, 198, compared to 144 in 2010. Given the current polio vaccination problems, health experts fear that the world will consider Pakistan as an exporter of polio if it fails to overcome the situation in time. Zahid Hussain, Press TV, Peshawar.